From the Reliquary of Job by Dan Gallagher. Bart Lloyd, Britain's only celebrity paleontologist, glanced across the veranda table of their room at Northwest Saudi Arabia's Hakal Hyatt Hotel. His tall, brown and muscular 40-year-old frame soaked his red polo, despite a dry breeze. He alternated glances between his cell phone, displaying 91 degrees, 16:14 hours, Friday, 2 August, 2035, and his slightly younger wife's long black hair blowing gently about the profile of her smooth black face, neck, and shoulder. Working a decade with Lloyd and the rest of Dr. Kevin Harrigan's team at the now-destroyed Fossil Gene Redemption Project in Iraq, Simone Kairaba had lost almost all of her Senegalese accent. She turned from gazing out at the glistening blue gulf of Aqaba to grin at Lloyd's stare.
What a world this region must have been when it was green and full of fantastic animals. To study gene samples, well, if we find the parchment was right, and work with the Harrigans back in the States, now that the therapy has them fit and young again. It's so exciting.
We might even get the whole team together again.
Lloyd replied, just as upbeat.
But it's Kevin who needs to conquer his fear of Mon's Middle East. America's got Mon hemmed in and on his best behavior. Kevin would get his mojo back and see it's perfectly safe.
Lloyd paused, nervously eyeing his cell phone.
8:15 Carolina time, love. Time to give a try.
Kairaba cocked her head and frowned. She set her Earl Grey tea upon her genetic scanner manual, spilling a drop that made a semicircular stain. She touched the back of Lloyd's weathered hand.
He's too macho not to come, Bart, but please don't ask him to come out here. He needs to stay with Tikva and their son. A year isn't enough to recover psychologically from dying or whatever they called it, nor the murder of a friend.
I'm his friend too. He needs to join us.
Lloyd said softly in his British accent, pulling off her hand and kissing her palm to allay his own irritation.
He needs to stop wallowing in superstition. It's just a tale of he didn't see heaven. What Dr. Middle-Age Crisis needs is to see what we're about to open up to the world.
Kairaba sighed as Lloyd activated contacts on his phone. Harrigan's thoughtful smile, ruddy Irish-American face, and graying auburn hair appeared on the screen.
Kevin!
Lloyd exclaimed.
The day I wrote you about is nigh, dear fellow. Tickets out here are in your email. Bring Tikva and young Ben, too.
Thanks, old friend, but you know I don't trust Mon. His officers tried to kill us all. He has too much influence outside Iraq, even in Saudi. Watch your back, Bart.
The embassy says it's safe as tea, old boy. He's got scant pull out here in old Araby, I'd wager. We've been out here since the debriefing, and no one's molested us yet. But Mon doesn't scare you, a former Army Ranger, eh, what?
Not scared, Bart, and daring me won't work.
I'll give you my theory, old bean. That dream before they revived you has you spooked. Get back on your horse, as it were. Besides, Simone needs your help with specimens we anticipate finding.
I've got my work here in Kerry. Besides, you don't know you'll find anything. Just because an uncertain translation from some pre-Nabataean parchment tells a tale of Job storing portions of sacrificial animal tissues, like relics, at an altar, might not be Job's anyway. A writer could have used Job's name as a chieftain to give credence to his tales.
The skins led us to the site, Kevin, and that was verified. Day after tomorrow, we open the chamber. Soon as the supports arrive on site. Come along. It'll be good for you, and what ails you?
You mean you'll find Job's writings and prove that he never talked to God? There is a God, Bart. When I... Trust me on that.
Balmy. You and Smythe. All bitten by the religion bug. Crazy. Freund spooked you all.
There was silence for a moment.
Kevin, I'm sorry. I know you, Miss Freund. We all do. I didn't mean...
It's okay, Bart. You've got a good crew out there and equipment galore. I hope you find what you're looking for. And you and Simone are welcome to visit back here. I can get her clearance to use part of our lab.
Thanks, we'll do that. Just check your email and think about it, right? You'll do that?
I will. And Bart, you and Simone watch your back out there. Goodbye, hero.
Simone stepped around the table and bent over to kiss Lloyd's forehead.
You are so stubborn. Let's get an early supper. Beat the crowds at the Strand Cafe.
Around 6:30 the next morning, they set off in their jeep, dressed in khaki desert wear. As they reached the dig site 90 minutes east of Hakal, Lloyd noticed that cell and radio communications stopped operating. A text from Harrigan sent late the previous night, but appearing just before the blackout, elicited frowns. Get out. Israeli news feed. Iraqi Premier Mon pushing crackdowns on religious political parties and puppet states throughout the region, including Saudi.
Won't affect us, my dear,
Lloyd said as their jeep passed a guard at a chain-link gate.
Our permit is in order, and I doubt Mon has as much influence here as the dictator likely believes.
The entire day was productive and ordinary. Lord and Kairaba chattered instructions to the jeans-clad Saudi crews. Steadily, an archaic cave sandstone courtyard emerged at the foot of a huge rock hill they called a Jebel. Dust covered everyone, and sweat and dust paste had turned personnel into caricatures of ancient statues, but almost all had broad smiles as they ignored the late afternoon tea break. They had revealed reliefs depicting volcanic eruptions, a kneeling man reaching skyward, and fantastic animals carved into the blocks. By supper, they reached an inscribed header stone at the entry point of a carved-in corridor.
Bloody well preserved.
Simone almost sang as she and Lloyd giddily set up the camera and booted the translation program. Four men set up steel supports inside the doorway, reinforcing to enable deeper excavation. The sensor crew chief atop the rock formation above called them down.
It's almost a 30-foot long hallway. Ends in a 20 by 20-foot room. No adjoining chambers.
Lloyd and Kairaba peered wide-eyed at the sandstone header, now sprayed with specially dyed water, and back to the translation best fit to language model on the computer screen.
Let the innocent contemplate relic sacrifices to As Sun, who is the source of the river of life, who was dead and lives forever.
Job was a sun worshiper. That'll put the world on its ear,
exclaimed Lloyd, inadvertently slapping his own cheek with a water bottle that squirted water into his ear.
Very suave, but it translates to like the sun, dearest. Tomorrow we see the inside.
Lloyd and Kairaba found it difficult to fall asleep that night, wondering what the night shift they paid extra was revealing while they tried to sleep at the hotel. They were so excited they did not even mind the phone, cell, and radio communications continuing to be inoperable, nor the lack of explanation from the hotel staff. They overslept from exhaustion, but made it back to the dig site by 9. They found the hallway fully excavated, even a few feet into the chamber, but there were no carvings or artifacts discovered. In successive iterations of emplacing arched steel supports and removing debris, they reached a marble block and the far wall just after noon.
We're through!
Lloyd exclaimed into his radio to Kairaba, who was taking a break outside.
It's past 30 feet in, and there are... Oh, just come see!
The dust evacuator had pulled most of the dust from the air. More tripod electric lights were brought in. The pair hugged and giggled, almost in sync, as the dust evacuator slowly cleared the haze. A 4-foot-wide, stomach-high marble slab became visible at the far wall. Brown dust lined an inch-wide furrow all the way around its top edge. A heap of charcoal dust adorned its center. Now the far wall appeared as a collection of hundreds of 4-inch-wide cylindrical holes, vacuumed carefully just at the openings. Each held a tiny, canoe-shaped container with black material.
Sacrificial leftovers!
Cried Lloyd, his voice rising in steps.
This is an altar and sacra...
A worker finished dusting off a partially curled skin, thin like parchment, that hung in the center of the rear wall above the marble block. Lloyd set his computer on a folding table next to the altar and held his camera up to the skin. He sprayed a solution on the parchment and set the camera to emit ultraviolet, X-ray, micro, and radio waves and other scanning energies. Then his shaky fingers booted the translation program, setting it to compare and analyze the images.
Pain became nothing. For I was given to see the first ones abandon the tree of bread. They desired only the wine and pleasure of the tree of reason. Both trees were one inheritance rejected. Mystery of one tree on two sides of the pecan. Death of the planter redeemer became necessary. Yet he lives on to offer the fruits of both.
Lloyd stared, puzzled, at Kairaba. Then he spoke slowly, hesitantly.
Well, this already proves the Job account wrong, I think.
In Baghdad, military dictator Ismail Mon leaned menacingly into General Akkad's face.
If they find any more supposed evidence that Job lived, it will be twisted into the revivals of Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. There will be challenges to my government and my socioeconomic reforms. We will lose control from Morocco to Indonesia. Make every artifact irretrievable, and make it look like an accident.
Akkad saluted and stepped quickly to his office. He picked up a landline phone and dialed his weapons research officer.
I want a 10-second release directed at these coordinates.
Bart, do you feel that vibration?
No. Wait, yes, it's increased...
Dust shook from the ceiling, and the electric lights and steel supports began to rattle. Lloyd thrust Kairaba back toward the entrance.
Get out, everyone!
He shouted, turning back and reaching for the parchment on the wall. He tripped on a power cable by the altar, toppling a light and landing on his back. As the light struck the floor, the bulb exploded in a flash. Lloyd saw the entire ceiling shatter into dust and shards directly above him.
My God, get him out!
Kairaba coughed frantically through the dust plume as she tripped into the sunlight. Guards and workmen ran to her and the other survivors, but they became rapidly wobbly as the earthquake worsened, then abated. All was still, save for sobbing, screams, and workmen jumping into power digger tractors. Helicopters of the Iraqi army thundered in from the northeast across the nearby border with Jordan. They landed inside the security fence, throwing sand like a storm. Troops and medics rushed out and began to direct everyone away from the dig site and into the airships. Kairaba was thrown over a soldier's back and tossed into a seat. In moments, the area was abandoned, save for a helicopter and four soldiers. Kairaba punched and kicked her rescuers, who began to interrogate her about what was found and the location of the parchment that had led her and Lloyd to begin the excavation. The dig site employees were whisked back to Hackle Airport, where all were offloaded and transferred to waiting Saudi ambulances, each with Iraqi guards.
That's the end of the excerpt. Will Mon be successful? What will happen to Simone Kairaba? Just what sort of light burst occurred as debris fell onto Bart Lloyd? And could he survive? What remains buried in the reliquary? And will its secrets ever emerge? To experience the thrilling end of this story, click the link on the website or go to danddirect.authordan.com right now.